Radio Hour, and I'm your host, Lode. Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Lode Radio Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, this very evening, for you exclusively, I bring to you Hacked by Chinese. This is a special editions of the Lode Radio Hour on account of my girlie. She flying away to China. We all very sad and depressed. Here's a song sent to us by Serojin, The Train to China.
Bikini girls and hunks are showing us the joys of being perfect. Bouncing balls in dunes, they're cruising, surfing to those tunes we love. Hi ho, but get bobbing, bridge or please be careful with my tan. Rust red as a washed up can, but warm enough to tempt the lifeguard. Save me, bridge or take me in your rickshaw far away to China. Save me, bridge or take me in your rickshaw far away to China. Get those limbs around my waist, I need resuscitation. Hammer on my heart and that old door of love will let you in. Hi ho, but get rubbing, bridge or please be careful with my tan. Rust red as a washed up can, but warm enough to tempt the lifeguard. Save me, bridge or take me in your rickshaw far away to China. Save me, bridge or take me in your rickshaw far away to China.
Enough of that horrible, horrible, deprecated bullshit. You're listening to the only radio station on the face of the earth. All others have been totally annihilated by supreme order of the Lode Magnate. And so, since you have no other choice, listen to this. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Were you listening?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Very well. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good.
All right. Well, let's consult each other on our plans for intergalactic rape rays.
Okay, but first, I have something to say.
All right. What have you got to say? And I presume you are a Jesuit X?
That is me.
Excellent.
The universe, its mighty power, its evolutionary force, not to be stopped by anyone. In its beauty, this is a happy place to stay, filled with harmony and cosmic joy. A free place where men can express themselves and be as when they were born. All of this because someone cares, because someone looks after us when we sleep, when we play, when we act natural. This is a movie about those who risk life and partners to guarantee living in a wonderful and free universe. This is a movie about the gay niggers from outer space. The gay niggers come from the planet Anus in the 8th Sun system, far, far away from here. They are much, much more intelligent than any other creature in the universe. The most fascinating thing about them is that they, with the help of their superintelligence and their highly developed telepathic system, brain tapping, will be able to create a world, a society, a perfect world to live in without the presence of women, a male-only world. Thank you.
That is just excellent.
Yes.
And it's a dream towards which we all work here at the Load Radio Hour.
For a gay universe.
For a gay universe.
Yes.
And I would like to say more, but I'm busy wiping the tears and barbecue sauce from my eyes.
It is a beautiful, beautiful story.
Well, Jesuit X, what's going on with you this week?
Well, not much. I actually didn't hear the beginning of the show because I was on the phone.
Yeah. But
I understand. I understand we're talking about communism tonight in Asia.
We're talking about, you know, I guess today would be the anniversary of the Chinese running over several PIDs with tanks and shit.
Yeah, well, that's what they get. I mean,
It's understood, you know.
Yeah.
You stand in front of a tank, you're going to get rolled over, nigga.
Protesting is the hippies' response to reality. They just will not deal with how things are. And, you know, when you've done enough heroin and acid to think, hey, I can get in front of a tank, man, and they're not going to run me over, well, you just deserve to get splattered. You stupid chink, fuck you. That's how I feel.
And, I'm sure it's a reflection of how we all feel. But if you don't, be sure to call me in and tell me all about it.
Yeah.
You wretched fucking sodomites.
And, you know, one last thing I want to say before I go back to listening to the show is, my name is Falafel, and I am a British douchebag.
Excellent.
Great.
Merely excellent.
Have a good show.
All right, Jesuit X, always a pleasure.
Ta-ta.
So long, comrade.
Goodbye.
And just as a, holy shit, I don't really understand why the microphone overmodulates so badly when hooked up to the digital hybrid. I can only assume that it is part of the worldwide Zionist conspiracy, or ZOG, to Jew-mificize the media, which I so wholeheartedly strive to represent. Here's Jin.
Yeah, I'm Chinese. And what? Yeah, you know who this is. Jin, let me tell you this. The days of the pork fried rice and the chicken wings coming to your house by me is over. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps come out, y'all gon' speak Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. I know why. Y'all gon' wanna be Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps go off, y'all gon' speak
Milk is faster than ice cream in a microwave. Close only counts with hand grenades and horseshoes, so close may not be good enough. For one thing, the poles have been veering and wobbling so much that neither NASA nor the Russian Cosmodrome can track them in some cases. And we said earlier in the evening at one point that Governor Bush would probably be as mad as a rain-domed rooster. You know the old saying, bad data in, bad data out. The hour of decision may be drawing near, underscoring may. And don't bet the trailer money on it yet. Well, the word goofy comes to mind, but might be a tad strong, but I'm not so sure. Too early to say he has the whip hand, but certainly things are shaded toward him. The good book says the race is not always to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but as a reporter, you have to say that's the way to bet it. At any rate, one night, they counted those absentee ballots until the cows literally had gone to sleep and then came back the next day. So there's where we are in the Electoral College. For one reason, it's been a ding-dong battle back and forth. His chances are slim right now, and if he doesn't carry Florida, Slim will have left town. You'd have to say this thing is as tight as the rusted lug nuts on a 55 Ford.
A lot of other things are pretty tight, too, or loose, depending on your perspective.
Just a little reminder to our listening audience, I'm going to kill you tonight. I'm outside your house right now with a box cutter.
I'll tell you what I like about Chinese people. As long as we're on the subject. They're hanging in there with those chopsticks. Still using chopsticks. You know they've seen the fork. Oh, they're well aware that we have the fork. And the spoon. I don't know how they missed a Chinese farmer getting up working in the field with a shovel all day. Hello, shovel, there it is. You're not plowing 40 acres with a couple of pool cues.
Well, as I stated earlier, my girl, God bless her, she's headed to China for 2 weeks this Sunday, and I'll be despicably and wretchedly lonely. But there's always alcohol to fix that particular problem. Anyhow, here's a track some of you may remember, Loads Commu Mixed, which most of the material from this show will be drawn from. This is a track from it. If you'd like to receive the Communist, it's a full CD length mix of communism-related shit, just message me and, you know, I'll mail you it or a bag of flaming dog shit or something. Here's a fine note to the wonderful people that produce the Trackdoor software. Your product fucking sucks. It does not support MP3 Pro. And I can only assume that you'll soon be raped accordingly. You bastards!
Who wants to taste my devil sound? You want to taste my devil sound? I'ma give it to you now. Who like my chopstick? Hit you in the shit with my little ass stick. Yellow, if you want to see me, eat yellow. I never seen nothing like you before. I can kick you higher than you can kick me. I can kick you way up into a tree. Who wants to taste my oolong tea? Ho ha ho ha hoo chi chi. Everybody in the phone book's name Chang. Want to see my wang? Never good going, hit the gong with a bang. What? Everybody want to see me throw a fireball. But that's not right, not in real life. You will fall down and break your leg. Everybody want to see me break an egg. Well, I don't, but I like fried rice. And I ain't got life. Ching chow woo ching wang woo wang. That ain't nice. For a fortune cookie, I always told you twice. Delivery's free, but not from me. I always call a $1.50. 55, want to see me go God? Hit you with the lie. Well, when I hit you with the shit, do a split. Take a shit after you eat my shit. Kung Fu, want my buffet? You fucking gay. Wilo, hit you with the hay. Stay the fuck away. Hit you in the balls. Only Americans eat duck sauce. And my soy sauce is for you. I can put it in your shoe. Watch this. I can tiptoe while you take a piss. In my bathroom, spy on you while your little boy shits. Oh, I can kick you if you don't pay the bill. And if you want a little mint, that's 50 cents. Bitch, everything costs a little bit. So don't expect nothing for free, at least from me. Ching Chang Chui. I got you from Taiwan City and Hong Kong. I can smoke a bong and I can do it all night long. And don't mistake me for a Viet Cong. I can get you and tackle you, steak you. Never see me where I get you and bake you. Rope you up and put you in a bamboo cage. And make you feel all my rage. Poke you with a little stick till you page. Your buddies too come napalm me. Goddamn, that shit burned, blew away my whole city. Ho Chi Minh, shoot a load on your chin. Goddamn, that's a sin, going on goodbye. And if you...
niggas.
If you wanna cop on that's me, horrible,
bitch. Damn it. My fingers slipped off of the non-existent turntable. So... ladies and gentlemen, we have a real treat for you this evening. It is Kevin Clark.
The one and only.
All right, Mr. Clark.
So yeah, that song you were playing, that song really sucked.
Yeah, I heard some talk to the, you know, basically to that extent. Nobody's liked anything that I've played tonight.
Yeah, the one before that sucked too.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm drinking pretty heavily now. And it seems
oh,
that
really?
The more alcohol I put into my body, the better the music sounds. And I can only assume that the rest of you being at least partially human, the same will hold true for you.
Well, you see, I don't drink.
Well, are you just operating on some kind of new silicone-based metabolism that I'm not aware of?
The only thing I drink is toilet water and... there's no alcohol in that, so I mean, it doesn't really get me drunk.
Oh, I see. I understand that man milk contains a significant percentage of, alcohol-related emissions.
There's some, yeah, I mean, but I don't really drink much of that either.
Okay.
You see, because I'm a lonely nerd who doesn't get to get out much, so...
much like Rolafel or Robotron, possibly.
Yes, you could say that. I guess we're probably pretty comparable.
Wow, that is just the magnitude of despair that indulges in me is just munificent.
And actually, I have something I'd like to say.
Yes, what is that?
It's in regards to you being outside of my window with
yes.
a box cutter.
Yes.
Well, you see, I am white trash, and I live in a trailer. And it's raining real hard outside, and I heard some hard knocking on my door, and I looked out the window, and I saw some guy wearing a mask running around to the back of the trailer. And now I hear him banging on the side, and then I saw him looking in another window. And now I closed all the blinds, and now the power has gone out, and I think he's going to break in and kill me.
I see. Yes, I am. I totally
you are. So that's you, then?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. I thought you looked familiar, so... and that box cutter you have, I mean, it's pretty big.
Let me tell you something. You thought wrong, Buster.
Is that a box cutter in your pocket, or are you just murderous?
I'm actually a terrorist and planning to crash your house into the president.
You should crash my house into an airplane. That's the way I'm going to kill myself.
They'll never fucking expect it.
Yeah, I'm going to kill myself by flying two airplanes into myself.
That is fucking sweet.
Yeah. They're both going to be piloted by Jim Seinfeld.
Actually, yeah. we had. Hold on just a moment. Let me see if I can bring some words of wisdom from our friend Jim Seinfeld here. You won't be able to hear it over the line, but everybody else knows.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what I like about Chinese people.
Yeah, wasn't he talking about Chinese?
As long as we're on the
earlier?
Subject.
Yes.
There's most in our town.
I believe he was.
Yeah.
Well, BFT and Ash know about Chinese people. Well, BFT and Ash know about Chinese people. Well, BFT and Chinese people. Well, BFT and Chinese people. Well, BFT and Ash know about Chinese people. BFT and Ash know about Chinese people. Well, BFT and Ash Chinese.
All right. Enough of that foolishness. Clerk, let's get down to business here.
Sure.
Are you now, or have you ever been, a gay nigger?
I might have been for a little while.
What are your views on the Gay Nigger Association of America, sir?
They're okay by me.
They're okay. Merely okay?
They've done a lot of good work.
All right, and you are the author of the famous, I've actually forgotten the details of this famous petition. Perhaps you could enlighten us.
The Two Towers petition, because, you know, obviously Peter Jackson was trying to capitalize on the disaster that was September 11th by naming his movie after the towers which once stood in New York City.
I see.
I mean, it has absolutely nothing to do with the story, so I can't see why he would choose that name.
Nor can I.
Yeah.
And it is just a despicable and regrettable happenstance that your petition was ignored, and they did not.
Yes, I agree. I was very upset by that, and I think it was him personally trying to get back at me for the shame I caused him by pointing it out.
I would also think so, but then again, I think a lot of things. Personally, I believe that Jews did WTC. Lol Jews. Lol at WTC.
Peter Jackson is a director, so I mean, Peter Jackson, he's in Hollywood. He must be Jewish.
He is definitely Jewish.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Hobbit is just another word for Jew.
Probably. The whole thing, I mean, it's all based around a gold ring, and what do Jews love? Gold.
I'm just speechless, and, you know, you got the homosexuality that comes from the ring interface there. So
yeah,
gay Jews are in control of the world. This just in. Clerk, I'd like to thank you for calling in. We're going to dedicate this next song to you, Mr. Kevin Clerk.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Teens for Christ Forever. Redeem yourself now.
Jolly is a disgusting whore.
Exactly. What the fuck? So I'll fix that microphone sometime. Anyhow, as promised, here's a song for Clerk. And coming up next, we got whatever the hell Sarajan sent me.
Hey, buddy, say you're straight. Well, that's great, but you ought to try something new. 'Cause you got a spot in a place that's hot and it likes to be tickled too. I got a wad to drop on your loading dock, deliveries in the rear. So buddy, let's play while the wife's away. Let me get you another beer. Let me pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see how good it feels. So get on your paws and turn around and kneel. Yeah, pop you in the pooper, buddy. Let's see how good that feels.
And there's more, but I cut it off because I know you love that, you faggots.
Melt banana!
Melt banana will melt your face off. your brain.
Mike, you're listening to Melt Banana. They're so hard that by the conservation of hardness in the universe, you won't have any hardness left for your cock.
Melt Banana!
That was incredible.
Vem är du?
Jag är döden.
Kommer du för att hämta mig?
Jag har redan länge gått till din sida.
Det vet jag.
Prepare to be judged for all.
Have I told you fucking assholes about putting Rush on the show? Just makes me want to kill everyone. So here's a song about Santa Claus.
You better watch out. You better not fly. You better not cower. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
What the fuck? Ah, just a reminder, if you're sending in tracks, I can only accept MP3 format. Anything that's not in it generally fails it. Fucking, I'm so sick of this Rush renaming bullshit. Pretty soon, everyone is going to die horribly. Resulting.
What is this thing called Amway? What does it do for you? Why are you so excited? How do your dreams come true? Where do your profits come from? How can I do the same? I wanna know success too. Tell me success's name. I said, mister, in this soap, there's a new life, there is hope. Lots of new friends every day. And now we have the money for our bills to pay. Independence, no clock to punch. I'm not a number lost in the bunch. I hold my head up high and reaching for the sky. I salute private enterprise and say, hooray for Amway. I said, Mister,
tell me, do you believe in the Bible?
Of course I do.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Jesus is my savior.
You believe in him?
I believe in him. What about you?
Well, here's what I think.
Jesus sucks!
Satan!
Satan!
Save Satan! He will live!
Jesus got buried alive and he never came back.
Fuck
he
Jesus.
Was a Jewish carpenter
and
that's
all. Jesus was a lesbian.
He liked Ben. He liked a guy named Ben.
He was fucking
men.
Fucking men.
Jesus fucked men.
Men. He was gay.
People love Jesus, and Jesus loves people.
And Satan burned
in the ass.
Him alive. Satan will burn Jesus alive.
And that was Vomited Excrement of Satan Jesus. Counterpoint. Oh God. Jesus Christ. You know, Traktor just shits all over itself on these stupid fucking MP3 profiles. Anyhow, if I was a real radio DJ and getting lots of money and taking it up the ass from corporate sponsors, I probably would have previewed those tracks, but, you know, since you ain't exactly paying me, suck it, faggots.
My objective of fighting is to be the ultimate professional, and the objective of being a professional, regardless whatever happens in my life in general, the job has to be done, regardless whatever happened. My mother died, somebody I love died, the job has to be done, and that's the sign of being a professional.
I can't hear you,
don't fucking yell at me. Well, like I said before, ever since I was 12 years old, I was groomed not only just to be, as you see, physical, you know what I mean? To be very intellectual and handle the pressures that comes with boxing. You know what I mean? Like the groupies, like the people that, like the reporters, you know what I mean? I'm not saying all of you because a lot of reporters are my friends, but a lot of you are assholes. My objective...
You mean like Bruce Lee?
Yeah, who else?
Then you must know Kung Fu.
Oh, yeah, I once stepped in it.
Growing up in high school, I thought I was a popular guy. But then I realized something new, it made me wanna cry inside. And people are using me for my brain, they don't care about who I am. That's when I say, don't sit next to me. Just because I'm Asian, don't sit next to me. Just because I'm Asian and people all think we're smart, but I don't wanna be your friend if all you see me for is my intelligent brain. And I say, don't sit next to me.
Don't forget your minuscule penis.
just because I'm Asian. Don't sit next to me just because I'm Asian. So this guy, he sits next to me, but he doesn't know I know what he's thinking. So I fill out my Scantron and then I erase, and the poor guy fails his final chance to graduate. And people all think we're smart, I don't wanna be your friend. If all you see me for is my intelligent brain, and I say don't sit next to me just because I'm Asian. Don't sit next to me just because I'm Asian. Just because I'm Asian. Just because I'm Asian.
Stop. This one's called Nelly the Elephant.
To Bombay, a traveling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nelly was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan and was never seen again.
The fuck?
She rode a chumpity chump, 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 chump. Now Nelly the elephant had to chump and tumble up the jungle. Off she rode a chumpity chump, chump, chump.
Night by night, she danced to the circus band. When Nelly was leading the big parade, she looked so proud and grand. No more tricks for Nelly to perform. They taught her how to take a bow, and she took the crowd by storm.
Well, that was just super. And we've got reports from Serogen. Serogen writes in, Load, I am half Asian and half black. I have a humongous brain and a humongous penis. Furthermore, thanks to slave reparations and mainland big money, I am rich and women love me by the dozen. To which I replied, you squint nigger. Gentlemen, I am pleased to announce the following. My testicles and penis are larger than the average size by a considerable degree, which women find very attractive. I also possess a great deal of wealth, including sports cars, real estate, works of art, and extensive liquid assets, which are also very desirable to women. In short, your genotype has no chance to survive. That is all. Truer words ne'er were spoke. He is Johnny Thunders.
One, two, three, four. just in. We've got word from Serogen that the only liquid assets I have are a 40-ounce bottle of malt liquor. Nigga, please. You best not to forget about that wild Irish rose, motherfucker.
Take one.
Quiet, please.
Recording.
Here goes again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different. And yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy. I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stop again.
He said, cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. I said it? Yeah.
That's
how
I said it.
It's
better.
Take two.
Carl, if you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Sugar candy, 食べ ながら テレビ を 見 て る 電話 も 掛 かって こ ない 退屈 な 午後 ミネラルウォーター の グラス 氷 が 溶 けて る こんな 暑 い 日は 外 に 出 かけられないよ そうだ こんな時は 月 を 焼 いてみよう 何 か 起こるはず
Just learned that Johnny Thunders died of methadone and alcohol poisoning in the streets of New Orleans, Louisiana, 1991. That New Orleans will do it to you now. Here's I Have No Fucking Idea.
Some folks I know, they need their morning coffee. They need their morning coffee to help face the day. But all I need is his sweet inspiration in my life to pick me up and get me on my way. I have a cup of Jesus.
Oh, yeah,
first
yeah.
thing in the morning. I have a cup of Jesus to get my spirit up. I feel me to the rim. With the love that pours from him. Ah, the goodness of Jesus is always with the second cup.
Ha 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 ha!
years ago, my mother gave me a bullet. Bullet. And I put it in my breast pocket. And 2 years after that, I was walking down the street when a berserk evangelist heaved a Gideon Bible out a hotel room window, hitting me in the chest. The Bible would have gone through my heart if it wasn't for the bullet.
That was fucking spectacular. Hey, raping his daughter or not, Woody Allen fucking rocks.
This is the CBS Evening News. With Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation. Military threat. Flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster, economic collapse, dangerous radiation, a tide of violence and human misery, a liar and an unremorseful killer, communist international smuggling pipeline, starving victims, now they die, chemical weapons, carpet bomb deaths, tough FBI, killed and injured children, police conspiracy, negative attacks, discipline, sex and drinking binges, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer. Dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb, mountains of credit card debt, the mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine, atomic bomb radiation experiments, unwitting test subjects, dangerous radiation, marijuana abuse, hooked on drugs, time for us to bug out. Rock, rock, rock by rape, rock, rock, rock by rape. By rape, sex, drugs, and rock by rape. Nazi war criminals, cancer, garbage, murder, caution, terrorists, castigation, police conspiracy, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, government shutdown, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, criminal persecuted, semi-automatic handgun, explosive gunman killed a tourist, funeral victims, racist massive lawsuit, hostage ethnic war, cancer death rate fleeing for their lives, CIA narcotics operations, hungry, homeless, frustrated terrorists, spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers, brutal, bizarre, critical bombing, the gangs rule, criminal anti-government love triangle, deeper and deeper into damage, even death, anti-drug DEA, worldwide ban, time for us to bug out. By rape, rock, rock, rock by rape, rock, rock, rock by rape, sex, drugs, and rock by rape, disgruntled conspirator attack, killed, U.S. warplane went down in flames, crash, gunned down, shooting death, blood drops, murderer, desperate tragedy, isn't he dead? Death penalty, ransom note, forbidding, notorious, overwhelming, communist, urban punishment, low ethics, extortion and murder, a plane crash set an entire neighborhood on fire, international smuggling pipeline, make it faster, better, cheaper, health risk, criminal, murdering a man, tough
diplomatic hell hurry. Magnetic radiation, fraudulent assassins, mysterious murder, chemical terrorism, military targets, fatal crash, danger, a freak accident, no known survivors, wild and woolly semi-automatic truck bomb, emergency anti-fatal shooting rampage, notorious negative police brutality, fear the hidden Nazis next door, Marxist rebels, serious murderer, accidents, problems, punitive damages, like that negative heart-wrenching controversy. Time for us to bug out. Rock, rock, rock by rape. Rock, rock, rock by rape. Rock, rock, rock by rape. Sex, drugs, and rock by rape. Bug out, bug out, bug out, bug out. And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.
Is this the opening salvo in the expected surge of terrorism? And who's responsible for the murder?
I'll sleep well tonight.
I've seen so many dead people.
Boy, that's pretty telling, isn't it?
I'll sleep well tonight.
I've seen so many dead people.
I'm talking about the violently dead.
I've seen so many dead people.
I'm talking about the violently dead.
I've seen so many dead people.
I'm talking about the violently dead.
I've seen so many dead people.
I'm talking about the violently dead.
Violence has erupted.
I've seen so many dead people.
I'm talking about the violently dead.
Chaos erupted.
Violence has erupted.
I've seen so many dead people.
I'm talking about the violently dead.
Chaos erupted.
Violence has erupted. Violence has erupted. Violence has erupted.
Chaos erupted.
Violence has erupted. Violence has erupted. Violence has erupted.
I've seen so many dead people.
Chaos erupted.
Violence has erupted. Violence has erupted. Violence has erupted.
I'm talking about the violently dead.
Chaos erupted.
Violence has erupted. Violence has erupted. Violence has erupted.
And who's responsible for the murder?
Violence has erupted. Violence has erupted. Violence has erupted.
I'm talking about the violently dead.
Chaos erupted.
Violence has erupted. Violence has erupted. Violence has erupted.
Absolutely, gangbangers.
Violence is erupted.
That's Gasoline Gangbangers by Felix Furlough. I love that fucking song. Previously, it was, I already forgot. Anyhow, our man DJ Dan Rather on the turntable, sent into us by Ruckus. Ruckus, we fucking love you. That is the song of the evening. And coming up next, here is a dedication to Filth by Jesuit X. Hardy's Hardy's.
Abuses on my mind. Little fuck. fucking kids I seek to find. But it's alright, expose yourself to kids. Do it now before they grow up and it's too late. Find an elementary school and recess time. Pull your pepper in front of them and masturbate.
Just a little reminder that doom awaits each and every one of you. And we're just about through here on the Load Radio Hour. I'm going to play some more songs by Rukus. Because I can't. Because the man doesn't want me to. Sack of shit.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my disturbing necessity to inform you that doom has descended from the heavens above and is soon to rest itself upon your material forms. Only by giving over yourself to Jesus can you escape utmost catastrophe, damnation, as demons rip at your flesh and devour your entrails. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not say this without due understanding, but the Lord has chosen to rip you into shreds, to bathe in a river of your blood. Already the sickness has come over me. I am tainted by their foul alien seed. But only one thing can save you. There is a force in the galaxy, a force more powerful than anything you can imagine. It is the Gay Nigger Association of America. You cannot stop us. We're in your telephone. We're in your computer. And soon enough, we'll be in your television as well.
You are mistaken.
I guess so. What's the first number, Victor?
Summertime Rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Europe and the United States, the Palace Guard.
You see what Hero Whitman is?
On the looks.
This is the end of the Load Radio Hour, and the beginning of your eternal torment.